If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
What's up, JT, baby? The lovers in the house, the cosmic cowboy, all 230 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, Jeffrey.
That sounds good, Eddie. We are got a show tonight. We're going to talk about WNBA. Unbelievable. The bag has been brought for the WNBA. We're going to get into the MLB, NFL, NASCAR, and the WWE. Hot show today, Eddie.
Hot show. Let me tell you something. That WWE is smoking hot right now. And we're going to drop a load on you tonight, Mouthing Off Nation. All 6 million listeners of you.
I'm sure they're excited to hear from the continental lover about the WWE, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about the inductees there. NASCAR with crazy week at the Brickyard. Got some stories to discuss there. And WNBA, I can't wait to talk about this because ESPN backed up the Brinks truck to the WNBA, and I'm saying to myself, why? And we're going to discuss why a company like Disney would back up that much of a Brinks truck to a league that can barely fill up their stands. And I have some takes on how this can be exposed, and this could go very badly for ESPN giving this much money to a league that doesn't generate any income. But hey, you know what? They're going to start demanding bigger salaries. The NBA, the product that they're putting on the court, people seem to like. So there's no reason for them to have to suffer the consequences of having a league that nobody wants. So I guess that ESPN will pick up the tab on that.
Well, they should. You look at the WNBA, they can't bring it. They got the only person that made that thing happen is Caitlin Clark.
I know, Eddie. Caitlin Clark's the only reason why the WNBA is on anybody's radar right now. But listen, we'll talk about more of that after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
If there's one sale I'm always going to shop, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. I just saved an extra 25% because I spent $75. But even if you spend less, you can still save with 20%. And Kohl's has everything you need for summer fun. I got a dress for myself, a polo for my husband, and a ninja creamy that we can't wait to use. Oh, plus, I earned Kohl's cash, and it's a sales tax holiday in Tennessee. Ah, Kohl's. You never fail me. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam. Fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
That's right, we're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, as always, we're going to talk about our good friends over at odark30.com. Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challengers. It's comfortable, durable, and functional, and it has timeless style.
Oh, without a doubt. 5-star, Jeffrey.
Go check out Lenny at odark30.com. Get yourself some tactical gear for the man in your life or for the lady in your life. Go check it out. Eddie, the WNBA, which, if I'm not mistaken, 1 year ago wasn't being talked about by your everyday sports fan. But as we were talking about a year ago, it was being jammed down our throats. Every other commercial on ESPN, it was disgusting to me because I'm saying, listen, I understand you're trying to market and promote this league, but nobody cares about it. Nobody wants to watch it. Nothing about the WNBA is exciting to a sports fan. If you're going to show these commercials, show them during The View, show them during General Hospital. You're never going to have the guys that are trying to watch SportsCenter and see MLB, NFL, hockey, those kind of highlights. You're
real,
not going
to pull
them in.
Real men sports is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, you know, I would rather watch. I remember back in the day when ESPN carried yacht racing. I'd rather watch yacht racing than the WNBA.
Well, yeah, that's where the money is, Jeff. You're going with the right guys. Believe me.
It's getting on my nerves. And listen, more power to the WNBA, if they could put a product on the court that people actually care about and earn the amount of television that they get out of these guys that are basically trying to force us to watch this. That's literally what
it comes down to. You know, you got to stop that, Jeff. I mean, we got to put a hammer on this bad boy. You can't force me to watch Dyke basketball.
Yeah.
The only reason they got that $2.2 billion contract was because of Caitlin Clark. Let's be real.
I think that these executives at Disney, NBC, and Amazon were chomping at
the bit. Well, they're woke some of bitches anyway.
I know. So they were chomping at the bit for an opportunity to have their shareholders accept the fact that they would go out and sign an 11-year, $2.2 billion deal with the WNBA. They were getting paid $220 million a year. I'm sorry, they were getting paid $50 million a year for their television rights, which was already way out of bounds. Now they're getting $220 million a year for television that nobody's going to watch. Nobody is going.
Well, they justified that, Jeff, with saying that we're doing that because of Caitlin Clark, the great white hope. Well, you know something? That's the truth. Caitlin Clark made them pay that kind of money because she's that good.
Listen, it's an interesting story.
The rest
story.
Of the league sucks, believe me.
It's an interesting story, and it's exciting to watch Caitlin Clark, who is a big-time women's athlete coming into a women's league. But at the end of the day, that shine is going to wear off. Nobody is going to become a diehard WNBA fan because Caitlin Clark entered the league. I have to say this again and again. The Major League Baseball players, until it became a phenomenon, were getting paid peanuts because that's what the league was making. And the NBA was a joke. The ABA and the NBA were competing with each other to get viewers, and their players were getting paid peanuts until they made something. The difference between that and the WNBA is that the WNBA was started because people thought that there needed to be some equity when it came to men's and women's sports, and the basketball was a good one to start with. I get that. It's a sport.
Well, you know something, Jeff? They still got he-she's that league that are really not women. When you say women's sports, that's not women's sports. It's a he-she sports. It's more of a girls trying to be men instead of being women playing basketball.
It does turn into it's not very ladylike, as my grandmother would have said, to be out there. But man, I'm not taking that away from them. I'm completely fine with women playing basketball. What I'm saying is
But not their agenda. I'm not gonna do their agenda.
No.
And their agenda is what Disney's nothing but a woke ass company.
Yes.
And I don't want to talk about Disney too bad, but it's the truth. I mean, it's a woke ass society in Disney.
Yeah, and listen, it makes zero. This is a bad investment. Disney was already making movies that nobody goes and sees. They're doing all of these things. I don't understand how their shareholders haven't revolted over there, because they're going to drive this company into the ground. ESPN already doesn't make money.
It's in the ground.
It doesn't have $220 million to throw out there. I know this deal is with Disney, NBC, and Amazon. They all ponied up a little bit of money to get this done. But it just...
You got NBC and Disney, who's driving that woke agenda. And it's like, they're going to get the money from Amazon, I guarantee it.
That's the only part of this that is on the uptick. ESPN has become unwatchable, in my opinion. NBC is not making a ton of money off of their TV. Amazon is actually doing things differently, and they have a chance of becoming a replacement for ESPN and ABC and NBC. But the reality of it is that my point originally was, you've got to earn this. You can't just give them the money. It's not worth it. They've basically just thrown the money at them to force us to watch this sport. And I'm not going to be
watching
it. Well,
yeah, because, you know, Jeff, it comes down to business.
Yeah.
The principal is eating up. I mean, the interest is eating up the principal.
Yeah. It's going to end up being a bad deal.
That's what you got with the WNBA.
They're probably going to tell us that 40 million people are watching a WNBA game on Tuesday night.
You're right.
But the reality of it is nobody's going to be watching it. It's gotten my crawl, Eddie. So let's talk quickly
WrestleMania,
about
WrestleMania. They are not.
Yes, no. They're not. I'm fine with the WNBA being on TV. I'm fine with the WNBA, playing in the NBA arenas. I'm fine with women having an opportunity to play a sport for a living, but you can't demand the kind of money that the NBA is getting, because the WNBA doesn't generate the kind of revenue or the kind of interest that the NBA does. The WNBA is not
close. I mean, if you're, hey, you have a daughter.
I do.
The only person that you would buy a shirt for is Caitlin Clark. The rest of them, I wouldn't put that on my daughter.
I wouldn't buy my daughter a WNBA jersey anyway.
No, because they're a bunch of dykes, and I don't stand for that.
She only owns Washington Capitals jerseys.
I want my daughter to grow up and have respect, number one, and honor for people who play pro sports, not a bunch of dykes who have an agenda. I'm sick of agendas. I'm sick of it.
I couldn't agree
with
you more.
Play the sport and shut the hell up.
Yes. Well, I mean, just play the sport, but don't try to make me watch it is more about it. I don't care what they say, because I shouldn't be watching it anyway. They should be screaming into the ether.
How about that? I only read the headlines, and it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the WNBA, and I will be honest, I would have none of these issues at all whatsoever if I hadn't had to watch a baseball game on ESPN or watch a football game on ESPN, see a WNBA commercial, every other commercial for
pushing that woke
year
agenda.
Plus now.
And
I'm
not about that. You know, ESPN wasn't started like that.
No.
Believe me.
It was a bunch of guys that were on a shoestring budget that were there because loved it.
Yeah.
And they built a juggernaut, and the unfortunate thing about building a juggernaut is that you build this huge legacy, and then it takes years for the people that come in that did nothing to build that legacy to destroy it, and we're halfway through the destruction of the ESPN legacy. The only reason why ESPN is even remotely relevant anymore is because of the fact that it still carries the major sports, and it still has SportsCenter, even though that's almost unwatchable in my opinion at this point. They've gotten rid of all the good anchors.
They brought Berman in to put him with the fat boy out of Louisiana. What's his name? Booger
McFarland.
McFarland, yeah. And because they couldn't get Jackson back, and so they put him with Booger. I mean, they're a good team, and they respect sports. But that's the only ones, you know. Scott Van Pelt's good too.
Yeah,
SVP.
The rest of them suck.
They went woke, and that was, you know, something you cannot push that kind of agenda on sports fans. That's why we got 6 million listeners, because we don't push this stupid ass agenda on them.
Listen,
we
used to watch
what it is and what it is what it is, folks.
You used to watch SportsCenter, and no matter who the anchors were, you would be happy watching the highlights from the night before of all of the sports, whatever story was in the zeitgeist.
Well, you remember Stuart Scott, our buddy, who died.
I remember when Olbermann, Dan Patrick, Stuart Scott, there were every anchor.
Well, Olbermann's an idiot.
He wasn't then, but he's become. We're going to talk about him a little later. Hey, listen, we got to jump to a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the Continental Lover, the legend, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie,
oh yeah,
as we do after every commercial break, we bring our friends at O Dark 30 some love. Go to odark30.com. Check out the gear they have there. Our good friend Lenny, who is the founder of this company, is an American badass, and his American badassness can be seen throughout the lineup of gear that you can get at odark30.com. The boots are my favorite. I love the boots, but I got to be honest, the shirts, everything there is phenomenal. So go check them out at odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, and just remember, you talk about a badass, Kid Rock wears 5-star Old Dark 30, and he's an American patriot just like Lenny.
And he has a song called American Badass that may have been written about Lenny.
Well, it could be. It should be.
I don't know that it was. I don't know that it wasn't.
He's a bona fide badass, believe me.
Listen,
and I don't say that about anybody.
That's right. The MLB announced the Hall of Fame inductees, and I'm excited about this, Eddie. I'm not going to lie. Adrian Beltre,
really good.
Who's a first ballot guy, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, who could not deserve it more, and Jim Leland, who
absolutely.
He deserves it as well. He won his World Series with the Florida Marlins, if I'm not mistaken. And 22 years, he was the manager of the year 3 times. He won the 1997 World Series. Incredible manager. But Adrian Beltre, a guy obviously deserving of the Hall of Fame in his career, over 3,000 hits, 477 home runs, an average of 286, which is below the 300 mark, but still phenomenal for a guy that hit so many home runs.
Oh yeah.
And absolutely a first ballot guy. Todd Helton, World Series winner with the Colorado Rockies. He, in my opinion, is, no offense to Todd, but the guy, he's the least deserving of the Hall of Fame of this list. And that doesn't say much, because this is a list of great Hall of Fame inductees. Joe Mauer had over 2,000 hits, only had 143 home runs. You know why, Eddie?
Well, he played in Minnesota, man.
But also, he batted 306. To have
these guys, Beltran, Mauer, and Helton, they were phenomenons.
Yeah.
Coming into the draft in the baseball world.
Yep.
These guys, they lived up to their hype. They're all three in the Hall of Fame. Beltran. Yeah, you know what's funny about Beltran?
What's funny about Beltran?
He hated to be tapped. He hated to be tapped on his head.
Yeah.
Well, that's the worst thing you ever tell a baseball player. That's all you're going to get. You're going to get tapped on your damn head every time things happen. And that's what happened every time. Even David Ortiz tapped him on the head when he inducted him into the Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, you don't tell a bunch of sophomoric major league athletes that you don't like to be touched on the head because they are going to be rubbing your head. Maurer was the first overall pick in the 2001 MLB draft. And a catcher for most of his career. So to put up those kind of numbers as a catcher is rarefied air. And congratulations to those three. But Jim Leland, I remember him as the Pirates coach. He coached the Florida Marlins to one of their two World Series wins. Incredible coach. Congratulations, all four of these guys. Definitely well deserved. Exciting for baseball. Nobody's going to argue that these four don't belong in the Hall of Fame, and they're there. They're enshrined, as they say, and you can't take that away from them. So jumping over to NASCAR, Kyle Larson won the Brickyard 400, and it was not without some drama because...
Yeah, that's not one of his greatest places. He likes to race, believe me.
Yeah, so Keselowski ran out of gas, and that started a multi-car wreck that brought the race to its first overtime. And right after that, the second overtime, and everybody was running out of gas. Two guys had to be pushed by their teammates to get over the finish line. One guy nobody liked, so he didn't get pushed at all. He got left out there. But basically, this race ended on a late caution called by NASCAR. The fans are out complaining that NASCAR put its foot on it, so their favorite driver, Kyle Larson, who's leading in points right now, could take this victory. And the fact of the matter is, had they called that caution when it should have been called, there would have been another overtime and somebody could have overtaken Kyle Larson, but he took the lead in that second overtime. They called the caution late.
What are you trying to tell these fans? Is NASCAR rigged or what?
Well, that one was. I mean, it seems as though they called the caution way after they should have, and it was after Kyle Larson got onto the final lap. So they finished under caution, and he wins in a very boring end to that race. But you know what, Kyle Larson?
Oh, so you're saying that Stevie Wonder was doing the flags that day?
Yeah, somebody, Stevie Wonder was in charge up in the tower of calling flags. But anyway,
mercy, daddy.
the beauty of this is that it wasn't some jabroni that won it. It was Kyle Larson who wins races without the help. So he deserves the win, and congratulations to him.
What about Josh Berry? I love Josh Berry making a point, putting Caitlin Clark's image on the hood and her picture raining threes. That's Caitlin Clark. It should have been raining Benjamins after the deal she got for the WNBA. Believe me.
Buddy, this goes back to, it's cool. I'm very happy for Caitlin Clark that she's getting slapped on NASCAR cars, but it's just because NASCAR's woke too, and they're pushing the WNBA on us just as much as ESPN is. This wasn't to celebrate Caitlin Clark. This was taking the star of the WNBA right now and slapping her on a car. So NASCAR fans have to be forced to, just like MLB fans like myself, have to be forced to have this WNBA shoved down their throat. So I'm not taking my hat off.
Never spoken by my partner, believe me. I love it.
I'm not taking my hat off for Josh Berry. He drove the car, probably not his decision, but Caitlin Clark on the side of his car, and thanks. That's just another reason for me to do my best to avoid turning on your events and your channels in case I have to accidentally have a WNBA game show up. The Cowboys are trying to pull a Houdini to sign Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. the Dak Prescott thing, Jerry Jones, either Dak Prescott has incriminating pictures of Jerry Jones, or Jerry Jones right. is secretly madly in love with Dak Prescott because he's not going to sign a huge contract under normal circumstances. The guy is not a franchise quarterback. He's not going to win you a Super Bowl. And if there's anything I can say about the Dallas Cowboys, they're not my team, but what I do know about them is that that franchise is Super Bowl or bust, and they have been a bust through their last three quarterbacks who they stuck with as if it was Jerry Jones' kid that was quarterbacking them. It was as if there was some kind of nepotism going on, because every time there was a reason to get rid of one of these guys, he stuck with them. I mean,
I just think, hey Jeff, I think this, when you talk about Jerry Jones, here's the deal. I think this year he's pushed the chips right on the table and said, if he doesn't deliver this year, he's done. I'm not paying no more money, any more money. And that's, they say no more in Texas, but anymore. I'm telling you, that's what he's saying. And they're going to get a new quarterback because he's not going to, he cannot, I don't care if he finished second MVP. That was rigged. And I'm telling you, this guy cannot win the big game. He couldn't win in Dallas. He couldn't win at home. If you can't win at home, forget it. You're done.
Well, Jerry Jones may have pushed his chips into the middle of the table, but he has 2-7 unsuited in the pocket. So he doesn't have a winning hand. It's going to take a very good flop and river for him to pull off a good hand if it's going to Dak Prescott. Now, CeeDee Lamb, you throw the Brinks truck at him. But Dak Prescott, I mean, you are just further, you're making a longer time that the Dallas Cowboys are not going to win the Super Bowl. And you can put that down.
And why, Jeff, as we talked about, how many times off the air, why, Jerry Jones, didn't you go and trade and get you a quarterback in this draft? That's really, really beyond what you need. And you didn't get anybody that's worth a hoop at quarterback. You didn't even draft anybody.
If I were Jerry Jones,
now you're stuck with this guy.
If I were Jerry Jones, I would have gone out and gotten Aaron Rodgers. And now Aaron Rodgers has come out that he's said he's not going to retire until he wins two Super Bowls with the New York Jets. So I think that Aaron Rodgers will be playing until he's 85
until
years
he's 80.
Old.
No. Yeah, 82. Aaron Rodgers, because the Jets don't win crap.
He's going to be.
I don't care if you're the quarterback.
He's going to be under contract at 82 years old, and the New Jersey
Lightning,
the New York Jets are going to force him to resign.
Well, it's the New Jersey Jets, not the New York Jets.
I know.
Really,
I almost Freudian slipped there. They're going to force him to resign, and the backup quarterback will take over. Listen, we'll be back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Comes in many forms. The beloved power nap, the enviable power couple, the celebrated power hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com. Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and it's functional. And of course, it has timeless style. Check it out at odark30.com.
It doesn't get better. As they say, five star for five star people.
Yes, sir.
Get it done.
So listen, everybody now knows the iconic picture of Donald Trump after the assassination attempt, where he held up his fist and was yelling, fight, fight, fight. Well, MLB players have taken notice, and the St. Louis Cardinals, after a home run, celebrated, and it looked as though they were putting up the fist and yelling fight, fight, fight. They've come out and said that they were not doing an homage to Donald Trump, although I don't believe them. I think they're trying to do a little PR there and try to keep it from getting political, which is fine. They don't want to be political. That's fine. They probably won't be allowed to do it again, but it was cool for me to see. That's an iconic moment. I mean, whether you like the guy or not, he had just been a shot had been taken. He got shot, and instead of cowering down and hiding, he's standing there with his fist up saying, fight, fight, fight. But Keith Olbermann,
well, you know, he's a grown-ass man, and he's tough. Because he didn't pee all over himself and lay there like a little bitch.
Yeah.
He got up and let people know that, hey, that's why I want to be the president of the United States for everybody, because I'm tough enough to do that.
I have to admit, you're right.
You talk about Donald Trump, Jeff. You talk about Donald Trump. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not a sissy. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Well, Keith Olbermann, because of this, he said that the MLB needed to confiscate the St. Louis Cardinals franchise after he accused them of the Trump-inspired celebration. Keith Olbermann has lost the plot. He has...
Oh, Keith, grow your set of balls, man. You know something? You used to be a half-ass good guy. Now you're just a woke piece of shit. And you know something? The hell were you? You used to bang Laura Ingraham. That's your claim to fame. You finally got some. You got out of the whore mongrel business and went up to a decent woman in Laura Ingraham, and she didn't keep you long. She dumped you like a hot potato because you got no balls right there.
Yeah, so he's lost the plot, and I'm guessing now he's going to be telling us that the MLB also needs to confiscate the Tampa Bay Rays, because Sunday Taylor Walls hit a home run and was running around the bases pumping his fist and saying fight, and so this has gotten around. I mean, you got if you're a young athletic guy and somebody does something like that, I mean, come on. Mark Zuckerberg, a guy that has been very, very outwardly against Donald Trump, said, hey, that was pretty badass. So I think that it's just resonating with a lot of people, and it's resonating with Major League Baseball players. They're using it as a celebration.
This is not a political show.
No.
We're just saying that, hey, this guy had a lot of cojones, and he got shot. How many guys got shot out there? I mean, and then jump up in front of 50,000 people and say, hey, fight, fight, fight. I am okay.
Yes, that was an incredible show of manhood, manliness, and the picture.
That's the kind of guy I vote for. You understand that?
Yeah, the guy that took that picture is going to probably win a Pulitzer Prize for it. It's iconic.
He should.
We'll be seeing it for the rest of our lives. So these baseball players are fired up and using that as a home run celebration, which I think is pretty cool. We're going to jump over to the WWE right now. Backstage news, there's a WWE superstar that's going to be leaving the company soon.
Yeah, Big Bobby Lashley. I mean, you know, when he started being a manager instead of being a wrestler, I knew that leash was very short. Now, they're going to say goodbye to you, Bobby.
Yeah, he's been removed from the internal roster, so it looks like his days are numbered at the WWE. You got some inside information on the on upcoming event in WWE.
Well, SummerSlam, they're going to be in the Mistake on the Lake, Cleveland.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And one thing about it, here's my sources, and I got some pretty good sources. And John Cena's going to come back. Roman Reigns is going to show up. I don't know if Roman's going to show up with just an interview or being there live. That's what you got to watch for. I don't know. And Cody Rhodes, but Soho Sika. That's what I want to see. Cody Rhodes is really a great champion. And I'm glad that WWE recognizes that because all the people do. And CM Punk, a friend of mine, CM Punk is going to fight Drew McIntyre. Finally. Let's see what happens. Because Drew is like a whiny-ass Scotchman. You know what I mean? He just bitches like a little girl all the time about CM Punk. CM Punk is an icon like myself. You better be in his corner because he's going to win this one.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun SummerSlam in Cleveland with, if your insider's right, a lot of big names showing up for SummerSlam. And it does seem like the WWE is trending in the right direction and looking very good. So I've been watching a lot of UFC. Can I talk about this last week's UFC while we're at it?
So, yeah, whatever you want to do, Jeff.
These aren't the big UFC pay-per-views where they do them, you know, all over the world. Basically, it's a UFC, and then they do a fight night, and then they do one on ESPN, and then they'll do another fight night, and then they'll have a big pay-per-view. But the last two, the fight night and the ESPN fights, were headlined by women's fights. And it was such a juxtaposition between these two different matchups because the fight night matchup was one of the cutest little fighters in the UFC. This girl is literally adorable. She's got, I can't remember what her nickname is. Rose Namajunas is, you know, I might have myself a little UFC crush here. Granted.
Rose who?
Namajunas.
She
has a shaved head. But
that just canceled her ass right there with me.
But she's got a cute face, and she fought Tracy Cortez, who also, by the way, was a cute girl fighting in the UFC. I at first was like, it's kind of strange to me that they've decided to have a female headlining match. But it lived up to it. It was a great match, and both of the girls were not so bad to look at.
Last night, I had a hell of a fight.
All right.
She was blonde, 34 double D, 24-36. Man, I had to give up. It was so good. You know what I mean?
You had to tap out?
Oh, I just screamed, heavens. You know what I mean? It's like that. It was that damn good.
So anyway, this last weekend's ESPN fight night, again, an all-female headline. These girls were the ugliest UFC fighters I've ever seen. Amanda Lemos versus Virna Yandarova. And Virna Yandarova, she looks like a fighter. She looks like the kind of girl that could whoop your ass.
In round.
She, if I ran into this woman in a alleyway, I might turn around and run. She is scary. But interesting decision to put headlining. That was also a great fight, by the way. But I'm getting into the UFC quite a bit more, and I've been enjoying
too
the
much.
Competition. You think I'm watching it? Because I'm falling in love with lady UFC fighters.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, well, I'm kidding.
I mean, the, God.
I must say.
God help you, boy. You know, as they say, you know.
Yeah,
in Texas, they say, God help you, boy, because you need it when you look in them ugly dogs.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you a picture of Rose Namajunas. She's cute, especially for a UFC fighter.
A shaved head idiot.
And she can fight, too. She was although I will say, you know, a couple 125-pound women fighting each other, the matchup is fair, but I think you and I both could take both of these girls pretty easily. That's an argument that I constantly have with my family, because they believe that a woman UFC fighter could beat up a regular man, and I just don't believe that's true. I would never do it.
No, that's not going to happen. I'd drop them on the head. They'd be fine.
I know. I could never prove it, because I would never hit a woman, but if I were to get into a fight with a UFC fighter woman, I definitely would use my reach and my manpower and crack her in the jaw a couple of times, or at least.
Hey, always remember, fans, if you're listening to this, if you ever get in a fight with a woman, MMA person, stay close.
Yeah.
Real close. That way you don't get hit.
Yeah. But that's the problem, though, is that they can like shoot and take you down and put you in some kind of weird submission.
Not me.
But that's what I said. I was like, I will stand up and I will jump and land on them with all of my weight. I just can't see it happening. But anyway, moving on from the UFC, we might get into talking about that a little bit more, because I am really getting into it. The fans will have to let us know.
Heart, boy.
MouthingOffShow@gmail.com. Send us an email if you want to hear more UFC talk. But hey, man, there's something we got to do before we get out of here.
Well, I just got to tell you, Jeff, the worst angle ever with Dominic Mysterio, with Liv Morgan, and that stinky-ass Rhea Ripley. Well, she's back now. She's not hurt. Well, she got married, and you're still having the so she's cheating on her husband with this ugly dog? I mean, please. And Liv Morgan, pretty she is. Let me tell you something. You don't need some old Mexican dumbass like Dominic Mysterio trying to get in your britches. And he ain't even worth it. He can't even work worth a hoop. So that is absolutely, Jeff, the worst angle I've ever seen. You allow her to go get married when she's not wrestling because she's hurt. But she's not too hurt, but she can get married. Okay. That adds up a lot of stuff that I could say, but I'm not going to say. But it's not working. The angle sucks. You need to separate that Dominic Mysterio, period, of anything that you got, because he's lousy in the ring, lousy on the mic. You know, I don't give a he speaks Spanish. He should speak Spanish. That's his name. And he's a Mexican. But I don't want to hear about Spanish. I want to hear English. You understand English? Bye.
All right. Well, jabroni of the week is an angle. So it's an angle jabroni. Is it Dominic Mysterio that's the jabroni, or is it the angle of Dominic Mysterio that's the jabroni?
Well, it's really Dominic. Mysterio's right. The friggin' jabroni.
All right.
I mean, because he can't work. Only reason he's got a job there is because of Rey Mysterio, his old man.
Yeah. He was a phenomenal wrestler, and you know, there's
he's like a little midget. He hits the second rope. Second rope. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into that. I don't want to get no heat, but I'm just saying that only reason he's got that job is because of his father.
Yeah, well, listen, we can't really start knocking nepotism in the WWE, because it's pretty much wrestling was built on nepotism. Yes, I got to say, if we start kicking out people because of nepotism in the WWE, we're probably not going to have.
Well, the whole front office will go.
For sure. All right, man. Listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, as always, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, another great show. We had a good time discussing. You know, I must be honest, I had no idea that we would do the entire first segment on the WNBA, but that gets me fired up, man. And I must say, I'm going to air my grievances about the WNBA anytime it gets brought up. It's coming out. I can't help it, man. I really, really, really am bothered by the fact that it's almost propaganda. They shove it down our throats so much. Yeah. You shouldn't have to see these commercials. I wasn't bothered by the commercial the first 150 times I saw it, but at 151, I was like, enough of this. I can't take it anymore. You're not going to make me watch this. And now I've seen this commercial so many times, it annoys me. Okay.
Yeah, you want to puke. Right.
Women's sports are better than men's sports. Women are just as good at sports as men. Okay, fine. I get it. Just stop showing it to
that
me.
Ain't good. No, that's a lie.
I know.
That's the biggest lie that's trying to be perpetrated on America.
I'm willing to accept the lie if you'll just quit showing it to me. I just don't want to see it anymore. I just want to watch a Major League Baseball game and see a Budweiser commercial followed by, and I'm talking an old one, not a new one, an old Budweiser commercial with the horses, and then I want to see a Honey Nut Cheerios commercial, and then I want to see, I'd even go back to seeing cigarette commercials, but I don't want to see a WNBA commercial every time time.
Right.
I try to watch a sporting event. I can't take it anymore, guys. Enough. You paid them $220 million. Can we make that $220 million payment enough to get them paid where you don't have to force me to tune into right. their games when I'm never, ever going to? It's never going to happen. I'm sorry. Wish I could care, but I'm never going to care.
And to all our Mouthing Off listeners, be sure to come check us out every week. If you're listening to us on podcast, tell your friends. If you're listening to us on Sports Byline USA, go check out the podcast version, which you can get on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere where you get podcasts. Listen, Eddie, been a fun show. Thanks for having Absolutely. Me, as always, and tell them goodbye.
Hey, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, the Cosmic Cowboy. Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.